At 6:06, it is clear, 72 degrees now in Tulsa, headed to 91 for a high this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Tulsa County leaders later this morning are expected to decide whether to put a tax extension plan on the November ballot. We have extensive coverage this morning, and we begin with Marshall Stewart.
You would then decide whether to continue the Vision 2025 tax program after it expires in 2016. The proposal would raise about $750 million over a 13-year period for airport, aerospace, and other infrastructure projects. County Commission Chairman John Smoligo says it's not a new tax, just an extension of one already being paid.
The most important thing for me was to make sure that we had a plan for the consideration of the voters that did not include a tax increase, and this does accomplish that.
The Vision 2 committee unveiled the plan last week, but commissioners must decide whether to send it to a ballot for a countywide vote in November. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
Now, one component of the proposed extension is a rebate for senior citizens. County Treasurer Dennis Simler says he gets a lot of mail from seniors grateful for existing rebates, so he's glad to see the provision in the new proposal.
Oh, absolutely. I would not want to see this presented to the voters without a rebate component, and I think that all the commissioners are in full agreement on that.
The rebate would only be about $25 per household every year that the tax is in effect. School bells are ringing this morning in Manford. It is the first day of classes in that district. Nearly six dozen students lost their homes to the wildfires earlier this month in the Creek County town. Andrew Dennehy will be back in court today. He is the 24-year-old accused of opening fire on the courthouse plaza last spring. He has undergone a mental evaluation. The doctor will tell a competency hearing this morning that he deems him unfit for trial. There are only a few more months for a task force to come up with a viable plan to return passenger rail service to eastern Oklahoma. The Eastern Flyer panel has only until the end of the year to present a report to lawmakers. Chairman of an advisory committee to that task force, Rick Westcott, tells skeptics a public-private partnership is feasible and financially reasonable.
Rather than the public paying all of the expense, let's work with the private industry and minimize the public expense. And if this really is a good idea, the private industry will tell us if it is or isn't.
He sees passenger rail as an economic development tool, not just a tourist attraction. The job of the task force is to convince lawmakers to make an investment. One of the two planned downtown grocery stores, businessman Blake Ewing's Archer Market, is slated to open in the fall. The other, Cam's Grocery, will take a bit longer. Daniel Cameron isn't discouraged by having not found enough investors to open his planned second in Detroit location.
You can't have a conversation downtown without people saying, yeah, and the one thing we need is a grocery store. And, you know, all we need is the investor support. You know, Cam's Grocery model is ready to run.
He hopes upcoming changes to laws governing online crowdfunding projects will soon widen his investor pool. Strong thunderstorms pound parts of southern Oklahoma. The National Weather Service issued a severe thunderstorm watch for about a dozen counties late last night. Severe thunderstorms dropped quarter-size to baseball-size hail on several counties, but no reports of any damage this morning. Our weather forecast, sunny and not so hot today. 91 for a high. Clear and cool tonight, 65 for a low. And tomorrow, a 40% chance of rain and a high of 83. National Weather Service radar is all clear this morning. Now at 610, it is clear and 72. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.